Burundi continues to face challenges as it prepares for the 2015 general elections. That's what has come out of a three-day meeting from the 27th to the 29th of November, jointly organized by the United Nations Office in Burundi and the government of Burundi. I am Derek Mbata. Parfait Onanga Anyanga, the special representative of the Secretary General and head of the UN office in Burundi, tells me that participation in the meeting was huge.
All key actors that you may think of were represented at this important event, which, by the way, was the very first one where all key political actors, including those who were in exile, were able to participate in an inclusive meeting.
How did the meeting go?
So far, so good. Participants thoroughly reviewed the roadmap which they adopted in March of this year to assess how much progress took place so far, what are the challenges and what needs to be done in order to make further progress. The meeting went so well, some of the most kind of controversial issues relating to the need for an established mechanism for regular and permanent dialogue, one of the main demands from all key players in the country, was eventually agreed upon. And they decided to do it every 3 months so that they have a framework for raising issues, challenges facing all political actors and also taking stock of their own commitment to renounce to violence so that by the time they get into May, June 2015, we have a conducive environment for the holding of free and fair and transparent elections in Burundi.
Now, what's your assessment of the implementation of this roadmap towards the 2015 elections in Burundi?
I can say that participants themselves did say that the fact that we have a process underway is in itself a major achievement. Understand, Derek, in Burundi, the 2010 general elections did not go as well as we would have liked them to be. This was the first time since the transition that the president was re-elected at the universal suffrage and the second time for the country to organize general elections. And unfortunately, a sizable part of the opposition decided not to complete the process, and therefore we ended up having institutions which were not fully resulting from a thorough and well-accepted electoral outcome.
Right.
And therefore, the challenge moving forward for Burundi will be to see that come 2015, all stakeholders come to an agreement that this time around they can all stand and agree to the outcome of the elections. And it's not only about any election. This is a post-conflict country where there is a real eagerness for people to see that their views and concerns are fully taken into account. And therefore, having a well-organized electoral process which could help strengthen, consolidate peace in the nation and help the country dedicate most of its energy into development activities to alleviate poverty, which is still rampant in the country, would be a major achievement for this nation.
Now, do you expect a broader participation in the 2015 elections as compared to 2010?
So far, yes, because I can see that everybody has drawn the lessons from the 2010 process, and those who boycotted elections in 2010, they all seem to consider that they will be better off by being represented within the democratic institutions of the country, in the parliament, in the senate, and why not in the government. So even though the road to those elections remain full of challenges, so far what I'm getting is that most of the key players want to make it to the finish line.
Can you identify one or two challenges? You are mentioning that the road towards the elections has challenges.
Definitely. And this is not my own invention, but what we got from the participants themselves. They all agree that there would be a need for a more conducive political climate in the country. They all agree that the mistrust is still way too high to help build confidence and conducive environments for the next elections. They also did recognize that intolerance and political violence was still a major issue in the country, especially because it is involving the most dynamic component of the society, that is the youth. And also the issue of public liberties. I mean, they still believe that much can be done for people to really enjoy the full public and political liberties. So all of these taken together, you can see that while we see progress in the country, the level of mistrust and the level of political violence is at this point in time still a concern that the political leadership in Burundi wants to see resolved before the 2015 elections.